and pressing sheets of paper onto it. Days bled into each other, one to the next, like the ink on a page, but not Mondays. Tasked with delivering the past week's news to all the readers in town, Pompey experienced on Mondays the freedom of the streets rather than the confinement of the shop. The young printer traversed every inch of Boston with his papers in tow, making his way from Captain Greenough's shipyard in the town's north end to Windmill Point on the town's southern tip. Not surprisingly, Pompey became acquainted with Bostonians of all sorts. As his enslavers put it, the man came to be well known around town. Taking advantage of his Monday independence, Pompey began to cultivate a relationship with a woman named Chloe Short. Over time, their relationship became serious. In 1773, 15 years after his father's passing, Pompey, who was still enslaved, and Chloe, who was free, filed with Boston's town clerk an intention to marry. But an actual marriage did not follow the intention. At least, there's no record that one did. Pompey's enslavers, Thomas's sons, appear to have thought little of Chloe. Did they try to stand in the way of the union? Possibly. Something, at any rate, brought Pompey into intense conflict with the fleets around the time his relationship with Chloe was blossoming, and his enslavers responded harshly. They committed the man to Boston's Bridewell, a prison-like institution in town. Pompey, though, was not so easily subdued. He managed to escape from the Bridewell, and his enslavers, incensed, advertised for him in their newspaper. "Lately broke out of the Bridewell," they wrote, "a sturdy, well-set Negro fellow, about 27 years of age, well known in town by the name of Pomp Fleet." Even though Pompey was well known, the printers described him carefully in an effort to ensure his capture. Pompey stood about 5 feet 6 inches high, and he had had the smallpox, the marks of which appear very distinct in his face, being much darker than the other parts of his skin, they wrote. Pompey was also well-dressed. Not only did he possess white breeches and stockings, according to the advertisement, but he had a black set of the same, and he carried with him a good dark brown coat. The printer's physical description of Pompey is most revealing, though, in the evidence it provides of the man's pride and sense of self-importance.